Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Stuart Wiggins, Christopher Jurgen, and Atif Agha. Today, I would like to talk about what does it mean to be vulnerable or authentic at work, specifically professionally, without oversharing. Chris, I would love for you to kick us off.
Yeah, this was a curveball, but if you sort of look at vulnerable as a word, it's always associated with weakness. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of truth to that. But having said that, there's loads of variables involved, you know, gender, age, state of mind, personality. So I think vulnerability is an asset and it's a negative. Mm-hmm. I think you have to know your audience. You have to understand who you're talking to. And that will give you sort of some gauge as to what you do. But I'm assuming this is a professional, in a professional setting. Mm-hmm. So obviously vulnerability is going to be with respect to your abilities or your performance on the job. And I always find that I'll tell a client or a colleague what my strengths are, and these are things I'm not as good at. And, if that's what you're really looking for, I'm probably not a good fit. Mm-hmm. But I think that's what gives the authenticity that you were referring to in the original question.
Chris, you bring up a great point, but, I would start with what are the roots of authenticity, right? When we are really genuine about what we know and we're confident about it, right? Our roots are strong and we know what we know. And then we are maybe okay to put ourselves in a vulnerable position to share our knowledge or to get ourselves out there, right? I think that's one part of it. I think the second really is when talk about if we are in a professional environment, right? It's not just you, right? You mentioned a lot of other variables that kind of play a part in that, but it's also what kind of team are you working in? Is the team encourages that vulnerability or is it a team that really puts you in a bad spot sometimes? Mm. The environment of the team, I think it's so crucial where people are either they are comfortable in bringing out what they know, making mistakes and continue to learn on it. It's just that sweet spot where you overreach a little bit, but you're okay with that. I think that's the key thing about being vulnerable and still authentic at a workplace.
Hmm. Stuart.
So I always look at these things in terms of, kind of level setting what we're actually looking for. So when I look at vulnerable, I think Chris said it. I mean, I don't want to confuse that as being weak. Mm-hmm. But what's happened is it really depends on, are we talking about today in 2021 or even 10 or 15 years ago, vulnerable really could have been construed as a weakness. Mm-hmm. So this is how I level set it. I level set it as authenticity is really behaviors and actions. Okay. Do you say what you mean? And do you do what you say? Mm. And it doesn't necessarily have to be construed as a weakness. The only caveat I add to that is, it depends on the role that you've had. Now, I was in the military for 10 years. There's a lot of pseudo-machoism there. And, vulnerability and weakness maybe don't go hand in hand with success on the modern battlefield. And I've had senior executive level positions in corporate America. And depending upon the company and the culture of the company, it would depend on whether you can be vulnerable. But I think really if the operative word is authentic, then I'll go back to what I originally said. Authenticity is actions and behaviors that match the words that you're saying.
For me, being vulnerable and authentic means that I share what is most important in the moment with that person, regardless of the risk to me. And it's interesting that all three of you have not talked about the bit about oversharing and where is that line? Because I know that it's easy for me to cross it. I mean, I'm a woman and I'm a psychologist. So for me to step into a space that might be considered oversharing is much safer than it might be for other people. But how do you share with someone that you understand that you can be sympathetic, that you can be compassionate, and you have a story that shows that without it leading to, as Brené Brown calls it, an authenticity hangover and feeling confident in your professional space.
I would take it a little bit differently. I don't want to look at it as oversharing. What I want to look at is, are you authentic and genuine enough to do whatever it takes to help that other person, whether or really get yourself out there and be open to the extent that you get the message across? Are you going to risk oversharing? Who cares? If you've gotten what you really wanted to do, and if you've helped the other person, if you really help yourself by sharing your concept or whatever you're sharing at work, oversharing, I would not even look at that, right? Unless someone's like, he's always talking and he's also always has this data that nobody's interested in. Well, then you're making it wrong start to begin with. Sorry, Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I did mention gender and I did mention audience. Mm-hmm. And I think women tend to, and this is generalization, of course, but women tend to appreciate vulnerability more than men do. Mm-hmm. Men.
Well, so public setting, that's true. Yeah. One-on-one, I don't find that to be true. Sorry,
no, one-on-one, no, I agree. But I mean, in my world of business, commercial real estate, if you go to New York City, you cannot show vulnerability. Mm. It's just not on the cards. And as sad as that is, it's the reality, because the other person is going to read that as pure weakness. Mm. However, in the suburban markets, it's slightly different. There's a machismo in our industry. And if you notice, there are not that many women in our industry, more so today than ever before, which I, welcome. But even they are tough because they have, that's the nature of the beast. But audience, I think, is the most important. You have to understand who your audience is. And I'm not saying play up to the audience, but you can show sufficient vulnerability to different audiences, measured accordingly.
I don't think that machismo is healthy.
No, it's not. It's not. It isn't. I agree.
Tailoring your message is important, right? I think what I'm reading is tailoring your message to the right audience is very important.
Yeah.
Stuart, did you have thoughts about that?
I do, because I've been in a number of situations where I almost say it's almost like being a chameleon. And it goes back to, tailoring your message to the audience. I mean, I've been in a situation where someone on my team has died. And so I've had to display much more vulnerability to the team when I was communicating, to the rest of the team when I had to communicate this death. But that's not a weakness.
No.
But you have to show the vulnerability that you appreciate what happened. So I think that if there's anything I've taken from this conversation so far is tailoring your behaviors and messages to the audience and almost being like a chameleon, depending upon, the people that you're dealing with.
Be a chameleon and still be authentic to yourself? What does that look like?
I think all my life I've been a chameleon now. And every group I've been in, every person I've approached, I'll give you an example. So as an African-American male, if I am trying to get the message across or communicate with people that are actually working in the warehouse, then my communication is going to be different than if I'm talking to executives in the boardroom. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean I'm not being authentic. It's just that I'm tailoring my message to the people I'm communicating with.
Meet people where they are.
Exactly, yeah. Right. So being aware of where they are. So mm-hmm. To me, it's just a matter of, understanding your audience again, and having to be able to communicate on a level that your audience understands. That's not being inauthentic. That's not being inauthentic to yourself. That's just understanding and adapting to the environment.
It resonates a lot with emotional intelligence, right? Your core still should stay the same, but you're really talking about how do you connect better with the audience that you're in.
Well, that is our 10 minutes. I'm going to have to stop our conversation there. Thank you so much for having it with me. I appreciate it, and I look forward to doing it again.
Thank you.